From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkey's deputy premier said Thursday that the state of emergency announced to fight plotters of last week's failed coup may only last up to 45 days, despite being declared for a three-month span. "We want to end the state of emergency as soon as possible," he is quoted and carried by the private NTV television. "If conditions return to normal, then we will take 1 or 1.5 month period at maximum." Turkey imposed a state of emergency as it presses ahead with a crackdown on suspects accused of staging the failed coup, blamed by the government on supporters of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen. Russia Thursday slammed a ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport to reject an appeal against a ban for doping that will see the track and field team miss the Rio Games. "In my view," this is the sports minister, Vitaly Mutko, speaking to the TASS news agency, he continues to say that his view is that it is subjective and somewhat politicized decision for which there is no legal basis. Meanwhile, the Kremlin expressed deep regret over the move and said it was unfair to ban all athletes from competing at the games. A Bangladesh court Thursday convicted the exiled eldest son of the main opposition leader for money laundering and sentenced him to 7 years in prison. It's a move that could end his political ambitions. Two high court judges overturned a 2013 acquittal by a lower court of 50-year-old Tariq Rahman. He lives in exile in London and now faces a ban from politics. More details on that at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters Thursday gave Islamic State group jihadists 48 hours to leave their stronghold of Manbij in an effort to protect civilian lives there. The initiative is the last remaining chance for the besieged members of IS to leave town. That's according to the Manbij Military Council, which is part of the Syrian Democratic Alliance. The warning came 2 days after strikes launched by the U.S.-led coalition fighting IS reportedly killed 56 civilians that were fleeing. The deaths provoked local protests as well as opposition calls for a halt to such strikes and demands for a thorough investigation. Meanwhile, defense ministers from more than 30 countries have reviewed and agreed upon the next steps for taking on the Islamic State terror group and its final strongholds. After a counter-Islamic State meeting Wednesday at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the coalition's next moves would culminate in seizing control of Mosul and Raqqa.
Most of our conversation today was, as General Motel indicated, about what happens after the defeat of ISIL in Mosul, stabilization plans, reconstruction plans, and so forth.
Again, that is U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Three Hong Kong student leaders have been convicted for taking part in a protest that led to a massive pro-democracy demonstration nearly 2 years ago. Joshua Wong, Alex Chow were found guilty Thursday of taking part in an unlawful assembly, while Nathan Law was found guilty of inciting others to take part. The trio is due back in court August 15th. Joshua Wong spoke to reporters.
"However, no matter what is the penalty or the price that we need to pay, we will still continue to fight against the suppression from the government. And also we know that facing the largest communist regime in the world is a long-term battle for us to fight for democracy. Even if we face the serious penalty or we may need to pay the price in the future, we will still continue to fight and push forward the self-determination movement."
The European Central Bank left its key interest rates unchanged at record lows on Thursday as it assesses the impact of the economy of Britain's vote to leave the European Union. The ECB president, Mario Draghi, is expected to use his post-decision news conference to underline the bank's willingness to add to its stimulus programs in the coming months if the economy appears to be taking a serious hit. The June 23rd vote to leave the EU holds the potential to hurt trade between Britain and the remaining 27 European Union countries. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.